Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special chus for Armin and Rosh Yichyu. Nishmas Maris Esther Bas Rav Shmuel. This chus refuas Ruth Victoria Bas Tehila Ravida. Chaya Chana Bas Rona Edel. Chaya Viva Bas Tehila Sultana. Shalom Yisrael. Wish your Mishnah Maris Yisrael Moshe Mordechai. The shir is based on Torah of Moreno Rabbeinu. Rosh HaYeshiva Reb Chaim Zitzal, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. We've been going through his Shi'urim and Meseches Ksubis and Gidin and Kedushin, Siyata Deshmaya, Lubav Basso also. Amar Rebbe Elazar, famous Gemara, Ha'imir Pesach Pasuach Matzosi Neman Lo Yisraelov. If somebody says that he found the Pesach Pasuach, he's believed to Asa her to him, etc. The Gemara says, V'ibayisem Be'eshis Yisrael. The Gemara says, this is fake Sveka, so what's the problem? The answer is that it's talking about an Eishes Yisrael. There's only one suffix. We're going to Kibbal Babi Yekadushim Chutzim Bas Shalish. So the only suffix you have, like Rashi says, is suffix oinus, suffix rotzen. As you know, it's tachtav. How do you know it's tachtav? Because the Pesach is pasuach. If it wasn't tachtav, then the Pesach would have closed up again at the age of 3. But since the Pesach was open, this must have happened after the age of 3 when they're already married. So it must be that it's talking about a case where there's one suffix. Was it Oynes or Rotzen? So in such a case, Nemra lo Yisraelov, because it's not a sfeik sfeika, it's just one suffix. Ask Tosfos, V'nukme b'cheskas heter lebayla. Why don't we say that she's b'cheskas heter lebayla? And therefore, v'imati her, say it's Oynes. And for Tosfos, no, Onus has a kol. And now there's no kol. So Roiv is going to be Rotzen, and Onus is going to be a mute, and Ruba v'chazaka, Ruba Adif. So you have this Cheskas Heter, but you have a Roiv that it's Aser, because in most cases Onus has a kol. And here there's no kol, so you assume it's Rotzen. It was done willingly. Later on, 51b, Amar Rav Huda Shmuel, Eishes Yisrael Shenensa, Asura Labayla. An Eishes Yisrael who was raped is forbidden to her husband. Why is she forbidden to her husband? Because we're Chayshesh, maybe it was Tchilasa B'Oynes, V'Soifa B'Rotzen. It started out Oynes, but it ended out Rotzen. Back to Pnei Yoshua, that from the fact that it says Chayshinon, it's mashma that it's only a suffix if soif is baratzon or soif is bainis. And if so, why aren't we mamid her b'cheskas heter? Like our Tosfos asked. And that Ruba Baratzon isn't shaykh here. Because here we know she was Neneses. Shalos in the end was their Ratzon. So let's just be mamid her b'cheskas heter. That's the kasha, the Pnei Yoshua. You have a suffix if at the end it was Ratzon, so let's be Mamre B'cheskas Heter. Now in the Tshuvas of the Ma'arik, Sharish Kuf Samach Zayin, in some editions it's Kuf Samach Hei, he writes that a woman who was Mizane Tachas Baila B'Ratzon, and she didn't know that it was Aser, she didn't know it was us, or she had the relations willingly, but she didn't know they were forbidden. Even though she's shogeges, and the isser, she didn't know that it was us, or she doesn't have a din shogeg to be mati her to her baal. Why? Because she has kavana limolbo. Well, chosot she had kavana to cheat on him. She didn't have kavana to do an isser, but she had kavana to be unfaithful. since it doesn't say Umala Mal Bashem, but rather Umala Boy Moal, Mala Mal Bashem implies Hashem, that there has to be Kavanas Issu. Umala Boy Mal implies that she just intended to be unfaithful to her husband. So since it says Umala Boy Moal, the din is that she's asked to her husband. And this is brought lahalocha by the Ramo in Ibn Ezer and Simon Kuf Ein Ches, Siv Gimel. And the Ma'arik brings a raya from Tosfos in our Sugya. A woman who's miskadesh is less than 3. She still is a sfeik sfeika. Sfeik Ein is Sfeik Rotzen. Vim Timtsi Lamar Barotzen. Shemek Shiktana Zinsa. Maybe it happened when she was a Ktana. And if it happened when she was a Ktana, then it's not Rasa to her husband. It's not considered Rasa, and a Ktana doesn't have a Rasa. And Tosfos answers Shem Oines Chadhu. In other words, what's the suffix? Suffix Oin is suffix Rotzen. And even if it was Baratzen, maybe she was a Ketana. No, but a Ketana also has a shame onus. So the shame onus is all one. So if you say that Omeris Mutter is an Aser, she still has a Sfeik Sfeika. What's the Sfeik Sfeika? Suffix Oin is suffix Rotzen. And even if you tie in a Ratzin, maybe she didn't know it was Aser. So in other words, you have two different Sveikas here. It's not one shame Onis. It's one is shame Onis and one is shame Shogeg. Maybe she was Onis, and if she wasn't Onis, maybe she was Shogeg. So the Teretz is, says the Ma'arik, that it doesn't matter if she didn't know it was Aser, because she still asked her to her husband. And he says, don't say that Shkag and Onis are one shame. So it's still called one shame Onis. It's not called one shame, because Onis is pater from a carbon, and Shogeg is chayebis b'carbon. Frek Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan and Yain Yitzchak and Evan Ezer and Simon Ayin, Si Anav Vav, Shafilim Omeret Mutar, Asura Lebala, Adain Mishkachat La, Shogeget, Shemuteret Lebala, Vechayevet Bekorban. Even if we say that Omeris Mutter is forbidden to her husband, we still have a case where Shogeges will be Muteris Labaila, Chayevis Bekarbon. What would that be? If she thought it was her husband. Like the case of two people who are Makadish, two women. And then when they came to the Chuppah, they were mixed together. And Yevama says they're mutter to their husbands. Why? Because they thought they were sleeping with their husbands. And they're chayavas b'karbon. They're mutaris l'ba'aleihem. And they're chayavas b'karbon, because they were sevura, they thought it was their husband. So you have a case of mutter labal and chayavas b'karbon. And if so, we still have the kash of the ma'arik. There's a suffix. Maybe she was shogeges. Why shouldn't she be mutter to her husband? Because of his sveik sveika. Because anusa and shogeges are not one shame. Because there's an afkamina between them. Linyan chi of carbon. So what did the Ma'arik want to say? The Ma'arik wanted to say that if a woman was mizane tachas baila beratzen, she just didn't know it was aser, she doesn't have a din shogeg to be matir her to her husband, because she was miskavenes lima b'moa. And he brings a raya from our Tosfos that she should have a sveik sveika, sefik on a sefik ratzen, even on the tzad that it was ratzen. Maybe she thought it was mutter. So you see that thinking it's mutter isn't permitted. And in that Ben Yitzchok says that even if Omer is mutter, is aser to her husband, like the Ma'arik asserts, still we have a case of shogeges who's mutter the baila. And she's chayevis b'karbon. And she's mutter l'bayil, even according to the Ma'arik. And we should have a sveik sveika. What's the case of mutaris l'bayila? She thought it was her husband, and it wasn't her husband. So in such a case, the din is a chi of karbon, which means that it's different than onus. It doesn't have the same shame as onus. Because by onus, there's no chi of karbon. Here, there is a chi of karbon. And she's still mutter to her husband. So, for golly sakes, why don't we say that she is a sveik sveika? Why are we matir a girl with the Pesach Pesuach? Because sefik on a sefik ratzen, and even on the tzad that it was ratzen, maybe it was she thought it was her husband. These are two different shemas, because in such a case she's chayv of carbon, unlike ones, there's no chi of carbon. We have another case like that where she's mutaris labaila and she's chayavis the carbon. And that is when two people said, your husband's dead. She gets married to another guy and then her husband comes. She's mutaris because she was shogeges. And she's still obligated in the carbon, so it's different than onus. So we still have our sveik sveika. So why doesn't Tosfos say this is sveik sveika? So it would appear that really the fact that there's a nafkamina between sveikas as far as chi of carbon goes doesn't make it into two sveikas. And therefore, that there's a suffix shogeges, that doesn't make it a sveik sveika. Rather, we say that shogeges and onus are one shame onus. And just le'inyan, omeris mutter, the Ma'arik says that if she's muteris lebaila, it's considered Shnei Shemus. Only the Ma'arik's case, where she was Omeris Mutter, where she thought it was Mutter to sleep with this man, in such a case there's a Chi of Carbon, so only there it's considered Shnei Shemus. And that is what we'd like to discuss in our next Shir. And we will see Niflos, but in the meantime we started and we presented the issues, and in the next year we will see why only in the Ma'arik's case it's considered two sveikas, but not in every other case. Every other case of shogeg and onus is shem onus chad. Hashem came in omeris mutter, there if she was mutaris lebaila it would be two shemus. And we will see you next time. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.